Join with you once again brings us great joy.
Wonderful to have you back.
I wish to speak with you all, my dear friends, about a question often discussed amongst you as human beings, and most of these questions begin, my dear friends, with one small word.
Why?
Yes, that is correct. What I wish to talk to you about is the people who cannot understand why some people pray and ask for healing and these things come to pass, whilst another who prays fervently, or so they think, does not get the answer that they would wish to receive. Firstly, as you all know, God is not of humankind. Even although we say you are part of God, you have to remember that the word God means a whole different issue and talking of what God is about. God, as you know it, is a known and encompassing word for love, complete love. And it is not someone who points a finger and says, I will cure that one, but not that one. So you see, in humans' minds, it becomes very complex. And what I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is that you have to be accepting. Accepting that the great Creator knows what is best for all of us. It may not be what you wish, but it is what is best. Would anyone like to ask a question?
I was just thinking that I can understand that, my thought hadn't quite materialized.
Yes, the energy tonight is quite different.
Maybe it's affected by the temperature, the heat.
It is more likely that you as human beings are not the best receivers this evening. It is simple, but I understand what you are saying.
And I was trying to think of it like connecting it to the power of our thoughts. So
yes.
Sometimes I think I struggle a bit with, yes, I totally feel the God or the purest love source would know what is best for all of us.
Yes.
There are times when you don't always know when to engage your thinking to try to change a situation or heal something. There are certain times when you should step back and allow things to happen, because it's part of the best thing that can happen to you.
Yeah. And of course, with many people, they do not have the belief or the knowing, as I prefer to say, in what you believe. Your knowing is great amongst this group of people, but it has taken many of your years to reach that stage. But for many, their understanding is still in a very immature state. But what I wish to say to you, my dear friends, is that do not dwell on what occurs with yourselves. If you have asked in love for help, we will do all we can to help you, even if it is not in the way that you wish. But let me say to you all that no one is never left alone. There will always be help for each and every soul who asks for that help.
And I guess there's a lot of growth in the sort of striving towards things. So life needs to be a little bit of a challenge, doesn't it? It can't be too. We can't get everything we want. That wouldn't be good.
Well. Not everything that you desire, but let us say that we are wiser when it comes to decisions of what is best for the soul.
What about those souls that, because of their background and the environment, culture, whatever that they were born into, that they're not actually aware of the fact that they can ask for help? I guess too, they receive that help anyway, even though they perhaps haven't got to a stage where they can ask directly.
No, I would say to you, my dear friend, that every human being upon this planet has the ability, and it is used often, of saying, God, help me.
Yes.
Even if those words are not said in the way that you may say them. I can assure you that we hear every moment of time someone call to God, and in the next breath say they do not believe in anything. How can each individual deny what is theirs? After all, you are part of the great divine.
Yes.
You are part of love, and love will never be extinguished.
No.
There are some people who just don't want to believe. You know, you can say all you like, but they're not ready to accept what you're saying.
That is the thing. But we see all the bitches in the world, and people often say they do not believe in anything. And yet in times of troubles, for example, shall we say, if someone whom they love is in distress, they in their own way, a quiet way, will ask someone for help.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, very often it's times of trouble that people turn to.
When people are afraid.
Fear, yes. Yeah. That is our great subject, is it not?
Yeah.
Love and fear. It engulfs you at times, I feel. When what would be better is just to offer yourselves up, that the best may be given for your best use.
And the same when you're asking for help for somebody else, you know, what's best for them, not what you think is best for them.
Yes.
That's a very hard thing to do.
But you may be wrong in what you're asking for that person, that's the trouble.
And of course, as the gentleman was saying, it depends a lot on situations, upbringing, but every single human being that abides in this world has the deep inner knowledge of the great Creator. And sometimes it takes a lifetime of denial, and for that soul to come home before they discover the beauty of love. So I say to you, dear friends, and do not despair if all that you ask for is not given in the way that you would desire. Instead, thank the great divine for all the beautiful love that surrounds each and every one of you. Have you any other questions about this?
I was just going to say that, and of course every person has a guardian angel around them.
Yes.
So they're being helped as much as they can, if they can just accept it.
Yes.
There's an expression I like, which is life provides. And I always feel that when someone turns their back on me, another one always comes forward.
Yes.
A door closes, another opens. And that is very comforting, and I'm always very grateful for that.
Yes. Life never stands still. Life is rich and full and beautiful. Even to those people who you may consider suffering at this time, deep within, how many times have you come across a person with so many problems but such a beautiful spirit?
Yes.
I'm sure most of you probably have. So I just wanted you to rethink this discussion, because we have had it before.
We have.
In a much simpler manner. but what it comes down to is that you are never alone. You are always loved.
Mm.
And there are those people as well as angels who wish to do their very best for you.
Mm.
But of course, as you well know, you cannot interfere in another's life.
Mm.
That is a hard lesson to learn.
Mm. Yes, a lot of people do say to me that they're so lonely, and it's a really difficult to reply to that, to say, you know, you're never alone, because they're not very receptive to that, because they actually think they need to be with another physical being to not be lonely.
But as I have said before, whether they feel it or not, they are never alone.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit knows this.
Mm.
Again, we are touching on the human form, the human thinking, and the spiritual being that each and every one of you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, those people who feel lonely may well have, as they feel, a very good reason. But there comes a time in their lives when a little knowledge or something triggers their deep-seated beliefs, things that they have denied before, and they will be helped.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I was trying to say that to one of my friends who feels very lonely and left both her parents and three siblings have passed on to spirits. But I keep on telling her they're right there, they're right next to her.
Yes.
And she just needs to reach out to them and speak to them, because they're just right there.
Yes.
And she wants to believe me, but...
Yes, she finds it difficult. But of course, you can only sow the seeds.
Yeah.
And again, that is something I have told you before.
Yeah.
To sow one seed to one human being on this earth, my dear friends, you have achieved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It may only be a smile, a nod, any everyday thing can be enough to give upliftment to people.
Mm.
I'm always amazed at how powerful the smiles are, because there are times you meet people perhaps in a street or where you're in such a position, and I'm quite a big person, and there's a little lady or something, and she may look nervous for a moment because I'm walking quite quickly towards her, and then I give her a smile, and you can see the relief and relaxation, and they smile back, which is lovely.
And then it becomes natural.
Yes.
To both of you.
Yes.
And probably it is like the pebbles in the sea that carry on creating the little waves.
Yes.
You give love to one and it continues on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember that, my dear friends.
Mm-hmm.
We know you live in an age of upset and countries against countries.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you give out love and healing to all of those people,
mm-hmm.
you do not know what changes you have begun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. We were just talking earlier about two people who've done some really awful things to other people, and there's a chance that they might suffer the death penalty. But what's encouraging is that so many people in this country anyway really, even though they've done such awful things, they don't think they should be killed. So that in that sense, that is good.
Mm.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Thinking.
Yes, mankind has a lot still to learn.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as good people like yourselves spread the word, but that does not mean you have to constantly repeat. It only means to sow the seed
mm-hmm.
and allow that person to blossom
mm-hmm.
all by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a greater satisfaction to them.
Yes.
Yes. And to us as well.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But because you are the good people sending out love, you will automatically receive
mm-hmm.
that love back in some way.
Mm-hmm. Love is sort of giving out love. It is the most powerful magic, isn't it? It sort of
yes.
makes people grow or animals grow. They grow their consciousness. I think it was said with that, with pets and animals,
yes.
the more we love them, they
become part of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they do. And you all evolved from a beautiful love. You do. I cannot express to you the love that you will feel when you cross to our world.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of love is the medium through which we grow, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Without mm-hmm. love you are nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, if you really believe the truth, that you are never without love.
Mm.
You are love.
Mm.
Love is a feeling.
Mm.
You need no words, you need no expressions.
Mm.
All you need is that feeling
mm.
of giving. That is true love.
Mm.
That we've talked about it before, that various people have felt that tremendous love, that all-encompassing, overwhelming love.
Yes.
When we go over to the other side, is that similar to what we, or is it probably much more intense when we go over?
A great number of people, as they are passing to this world, feel that sense of overwhelming love.
Mm.
I am sure you must have read or known of people who have thought they were dying
mm.
and experienced the greatest love they have ever felt.
Mm.
And that is Spirit being there to greet them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
If you cross more naturally without any doubts, it may take a little bit longer for you, only in as much as that you're so busy finding things about this new life that you forget to just be open to what is around you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do, the only word, a human word I can use, is magical.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Mm.
I guess Eileen experiences a lot of love when she's stepped to the side for you to come in, because she often says she doesn't want to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this one has had that opportunity. It can be overwhelming sometimes.
Mm.
Because the feeling of deep and pure love, it needs no other. It expresses itself in a way that you have to experience.
Mm. Mm.
I suppose as human beings we are attracted to love, and that can manifest itself in sometimes in strange ways, like at the moment on our planet there's a real worry about gang cultures, where groups of young people particularly get caught up with each other and end up becoming a gang of some kind and perhaps perpetrate antisocial behaviours and what have you, drugs and things.
Yes.
But in a way that is another expression of love, because they look upon their gang members as a type of family, I suppose.
There is not one person alive who has not experienced love. But there is a slight difference between human love and spiritual love. You understand?
Yes.
But yes, no one person is full of negativity.
No.
The most lost person in your world still perhaps loves his mother, his father, a cousin, an aunt, it does not matter who, but they have that spark of love.
Yes.
Even these people that do such cruel things to others.
Yes, but that human love, that feeling of human love, can then grow into a more deeper spiritual love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my dear friends, I am sure you have read or seen your television boxes, as you call them, where people have changed their whole lives
with
the power of love from someone else or from their own own soul's growth.
Yes.
It is a powerful, again, it is a small word, love, in your vocabulary, but is the most powerful, the most powerful thing you have.
It is incredible when somebody has managed to turn their life around from one of being involved with gangs or human trafficking or some very negative things, turned it around and gone completely the opposite way, and then they tell their story.
Yes.
And their story can be very powerful, and it makes you emotional sometimes, just listening to their incredible story and getting the power of love.
Sometimes I think some of these people, they do these things and then they change, and that was meant to be so that they can pass the word on to others who maybe wouldn't change. So
yes, that is always a reason to change, but there are many reasons. There is no one solution to all things. And but once you go past that negative energy, which is what they have, their energy has become dulled. They are misled a lot of the time by other people who have stronger voices.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you see how difficult it is to pass judgment on any one person. But that is not to say they will not see the error of their ways, the error of their thinking, when they come to spirit. All will be before them. And this applies to everyone.
Yes, I don't think any of us have had a perfect life. We've all made mistakes along the way.
Yeah, there are varying degrees of goodness. There are varying degrees of negativity, shall we say.
When somebody looks back at their life and they see the error of their ways, can I word it right? How is it that they can see themselves more truly as they really are when they died and when they were on this planet? Is it because they are surrounded by powerful love?
They are surrounded by love. They are never left alone. And before them, I believe people on your earth have said that they see their lives flash before them.
Yes.
That is true. perhaps not in the way you would understand, but it is a knowing that has to be looked upon. And in that instant, they either neglect to change what they feel, or they suddenly become, and I will say many, many are so upset that they cannot look at what they have done. So
I suppose they feel they become aware of the pain that has been given, the emotional pain perhaps, or whatever it is that's been caused.
They are shown the pain that they have given to others.
Inflicted, yeah.
Yes, you cannot judge, and you cannot change what a person is. You cannot do that.
No, only they can.
You can only give love.
Yes.
And you must leave the rest to spirit.
That's right.
Giving love, is it literally, is love literally a blending? Because you're giving...
Love is an energy.
And you're giving out your energy.
When you speak your words of healing for others, as you do within this room, the energy slowly changes within the room, as you have changed within the room. And to give those prayers and for love and healing, you have lifted your spirits. You have lifted this room. It is a complex matter, not so easy to explain. But as I say, human physical love and spiritual love are slightly different.
And the happiest people are the ones who give their thoughts and perform their deeds for others, but obviously keeping in balance.
Yes, provided they are not hurting other people. Sometimes we see an overcompensation.
Yes.
Where people are so busy helping others that they, for example, may be neglecting their own family.
Yes.
There is a perfect balance, not always easy to find.
I do remember you telling us last time that if you have made a mistake, or if you are sorry for what you've done, you should deal with that before you go over.
Yes. I still uphold those words. If there are any issues, they should be resolved whilst you are in the human form. It is so much easier, so less painful for whoever is involved in this. Yes, so you are correct.
But if a soul has tried to make amends for something, but the other person is not willing to allow that, does the other person still have to carry karma for an upset if they've tried genuinely to put it right?
Karma is only there if you have done something wrong.
Right,
There is a little too much spoken about karma. Karma is just resolving issues that have affected people. So I would say if someone has tried to make amends, then that is all they can do. You cannot make someone else do what you wish.
You can only offer. You can offer more than once, but you can't keep offering.
But what you can do, if two people are not, let's say, happy together, they must just leave one another until such time as they feel it is right to say something.
That's very helpful, thank you.
But just to give out love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is still the best way forward.
And in thoughts as well, privately you can send love.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as you, if you are sorry for something that you have done, you can always speak from the heart, from the soul.
Yes.
And then just leave things, whatever the problem may be.
Mm-hmm.
But each individual knows that.
Yes.
It's when we hear so often people say, I do not know what to do. I am sorry for them. Yes, they do know what to do. Each and every one of you knows what is right and what is wrong.
I think,
as you say, I believe that I have thought that for a while, that everybody knows what's right and wrong. But sometimes, and I do think we've been extremely lucky that we've had your teaching and it's helped us to go on the right path, or trying to help us go on the right path. But there are some people who haven't had that knowledge. And so then it must be actually quite difficult for them to...
Those people have inner knowledge.
They have, yes.
Yes, that is making excuses, if you will forgive me. Yeah.
Yeah, just thinking how my thinking has changed since I've been to the group. So if I hadn't been to the group, I probably would be thinking the same way as I did before.
But that is all that is needed. Is that you can analyze your feelings, your love, why you become cross with other people, all of these things. You have the ability and the power to change.
Is stubbornness something that's caused, that begins in childhood, do you think, or is it connected to pride?
Is what connected
and
to pride?
Stubbornness.
It is a human trait. Remember, you are human as well as spirit. And as I try to lead you further towards the spiritual aspect, you are still remaining human beings with all the faults that exist in the world. So, no, you are not perfect. None of you are perfect. And even when you come to spirit, you will not immediately be perfect. You understand? So you have to deal, you can deal with any queries that you may have from a human aspect, and then change it to a spiritual aspect where you can try to erase what the problems are, because you have that ability with your mind even whilst upon this earth. So no, try not to make too many excuses as I say, but just to get on and live life to the fullest.
So it's like our inner knowledge, our inner selves are perhaps, could we say, perfect?
But your inner voice is perfect, because that is the spirit speaking.
If our spirit is perfect, then a long time ago you gave us an example of how we were like a rough diamond. In spirit there's this rough diamond, and you take a little bit off it and you polish it up, and that's what we're trying to do. But so that rough diamond is not perfect in spirit.
It has been influenced by the human life. When you return to spirit, that rough diamond is seeking its place within the whole, but it has to be polished. It has to be refined. That is why it is good if you can refine yourselves in your everyday lives on earth.
I was under the impression that that rough diamond that you talked about in spirit was just us, one person.
One aspect. You are speaking of one aspect of a whole diamond. That one aspect is a life that you have lived here.
But the rest of it that's in spirit...
You will join up with them.
But that's not just, if I can say it, that's not just me. That's other people as well. That other spirits as well. I was under the impression that was my spirit, and I just took a little bit of it, and the idea was to polish the whole of me up. Am I wrong in that?
That is what you are. Each lifetime that you lead, you are learning more and more, and polishing the diamond, if you like.
Yes.
I only used the diamond as an example for you.
Yes.
If you forget about the diamond for now, each little piece comes back to earth for another life.
Yes.
In order that diamond may be shone more and more and more, until such time it is so beautiful that it moves forward.
So we will eventually get the whole thing polished up.
Well, I cannot give you time, but let me say I cannot see it.
Because you're still learning, is that?
We are all learning.
Mm-hmm.
No one will be the great creator, only the great creator.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all little chips. Call it a piece of a diamond, call it what you will.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all striving to go home.
Mm-hmm. So as far as we know, it's a never-ending journey.
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, I see no end.
Yeah, some of you are saying, we keep searching, but we never get there.
But why would you want to end it?
Yes, that is very true.
It's always interesting.
Yes.
That's the greatest.
That is why it gives us so much pleasure, my dear friends, to come back to people such as yourselves who will listen to the truth and then go forward with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the truth for themselves, but for everything and all people in this world.
Would it be true to say that as we progress and through our many lifetimes and we do become more evolved, that we do become happier and happier and happier as we go into our futures?
You should do.
Yes.
That would be the aim.
Yes.
For spiritual love to take a stronger hold. And you would look at things differently.
Yes.
I would have thought humbler as well. Humbler and humbler.
Yes.
The more we evolve.
Yes.
And more open-minded, therefore, and less judgmental. And I think when we appreciate all the as if we're all an orchestra and everyone has something to contribute to the whole sound or the whole harmony, well, we won't have harmony unless we appreciate what everyone has to offer.
You will never in one lifetime embrace all the beauty and the thoughts. You become part of, for example, trees. You become part of the sea. You become part of everything.
Yeah.
And nothing is individualized.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
You are seeking, yes, you are seeking to blend with every other thing to become whole.
And
that is something.
Yeah.
That takes a long time.
I bet it does.
And for a dear lady's beautiful diamond, just keep polishing.
I'll just do my best. I'll just say that there is one person that I know that does his best to fall out with everybody, are very nice people, and he falls out with everybody. Does his best to make things difficult for everybody. Is that his brain that's not working properly at all?
Well, I see that my talk this evening.
What was that?
Let us say you should feel pity for this gentleman.
I do. I do try and send him love, but
you've got curiosity as well. About why.
You must allow him to lead his life.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be what you want.
Mm.
It may not be the way he likes to live his life.
Mm-hmm.
But it is his pathway
to
find out for himself
mm-hmm.
why he is like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know his history.
No, that's true.
Why you cannot judge.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not judging him, but I do actually feel very sorry for him, and I feel sorry for his family as well. But I just wondered, you know, what would make somebody want to fall out with everybody? But as you say, you don't know the background.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And in showing that unpleasantness, shall we call it?
Mm.
It may make other people realize that they can be happier. So in a way, he is doing some justice.
Well, that's true, yes, I haven't thought of it.
So always think, when you are discussing, always think about the other side of the picture.
Mm. Mm. Yes, that's helpful, thank you.
Going back to lifetimes and having to keep coming back, what would the collective number of everyone in this room for their lifetimes be? Out of interest.
I don't think you can answer that.
Hundreds, I should think.
Yes.
That's a fun question.
It is not a question I am used to.
Okay.
How many times have you all been back? Is that your question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It varies.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot give you a straightforward answer because some of you have been around longer,
mm-hmm.
others a shorter time,
mm-hmm.
which does not make you think that because you have done many more lifetimes that you will stop coming back quicker. It does not work that way. It does not. But I can tell you I think that the majority of you will be back.
We'll be back again.
You'll be back again. Yes.
Back for more revision.
So it's important to live a life where you feel quite contented that what you have done has been to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you will have insight into some of those past lives, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say to you all, my dear friends, that thank you for listening to me once again.
Mm-hmm.
I know I repeat myself, and
we need that.
And we need it.
Yes, I only do it when I feel somehow it has all been a little forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think when you repeat yourself, there are obviously things that we do remember that you've said before.
Yes.
But always we can learn something new from what you know, when questions are asked, and then we learn something else.
Yes. Sometimes as time goes on, the answer you think you have changes slightly,
mm-hmm.
and you think, oh, I did not think of that before.
Mm.
So it is still useful.
Mm. Yes, oh, absolutely. And there are obviously things we've forgotten as well.
And some of us that it's the first time of hearing.
Mm-hmm. It's quite uplifting as well to hear the words.
Mm.
Yes. Well, my dear friends, unless you have another question, I will take my leave.
Could I just ask, with regard to us coming back, it's something we choose to do.
Yes.
Although it's something we need to do, but it is still a choice.
You are left until you can make the choice for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But all I can say is there is love behind it, reminding the spirit of what is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But yes, you do choose to come back. No one forces you. It is, some people have the idea that you have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
When first you come back to spirit, you still have your free will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that does not change for quite some time. You may want to live quite a number of years, shall we say, getting to know something in spirit, helping with children, with animals, associating with other people. There is so much to do in our world that you are not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you always make the choice.
Mm. So however difficult life seems, it is a choice we've made, and we knew we were going to have those obstacles.
You don't always necessarily know every obstacle, because after all, an obstacle can be created by another person.
Mm.
This is why it is difficult that you can't make judgments. Because so many of you are saying, oh well, it's karma, or this and that. It is not always karma. Karma is just giving a response to what has already happened.
And you also told us that when we come back, we choose our parents, not for who they are, but for the opportunities they give us in this lifetime that we need.
Correct. Yes, that is true. Yes, so many people feel, well, I have said this all before, I would not have chosen that lifetime.
Mm.
But yes, you did choose that lifetime. No one is compelled to return to the planet without first agreeing that is what they want to do.
If a person didn't were very masterful and of their own selves and thought they might not have to come back, would they actually know that or have an inkling about it, or would they not know at all before?
The knowing would be there.
The knowing would be there.
Yes. Mm.
Before passing or not, before they passed.
I see. You are asking if they know before they pass.
Would they have any idea about their own evolution, about the whether they had... would they know that before going to spirit?
You may have an overall view of life, but it would be very quick just to assist in your passing.
Mm.
But generally, no. Mm.
Yeah, I would imagine you wouldn't have any
no.
idea.
It is only once you have been in spirit for a while that you then begin to think and see. Firstly, you have an overview of your life that you have come from, and then as time continues, you begin to see parts of where you should be going to.
Mm.
And you can liaise with, well, it all connects with your others, like people in this room, some have had previous lives together. And
no, the decision is made by those beings.
Mm.
Beings who have probably never lived upon the earth.
Mm.
Mm.
They are not advised by other spirits what they should do. That choice is entirely theirs.
Mm.
Mm.
And now I am going to take my leave.
Mm. Thank you very much for coming.
Yes.
Very, very helpful.
Mm. The energy has been a little unstable this time, but I hope you have heard my words.
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Did you say why the energy was unstable? I don't always hear everything.
I don't think the instrument is quite in tune with me this time.
Oh.
It is nothing to be concerned about, but happens not often. And I just felt the disconnection a few times.
Yes.
But she is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And as I leave her, I am okay.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here.
I am becoming very humanized the longer I speak with you.
I'm not sure that's good or not.
For you.
No.
You must be spending time with Cho.
Cho. Yes, I do not really associate with Cho too much.
No, I just meant you both sort of put a bit of humour in.
Humour, yes. Mm-hmm. Why not? We are. When you return to this plane, it is surprising what you pick up. You become aware of words you were never aware of, and feelings. And but as always, my dear friends, I will take my leave and look forward to our next coming together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.